Okay, let's go on to Jason here before we get to our commercial announcement. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind? Thank you for your patience.
Hey, Dr. Wright. Thanks. How are you?
Getting rained on, sir. That's Seattle. What do you expect?
Yeah, after the little Hawaii break there, it's pretty good, huh?
Sunshine in the wintertime is very, very good idea if you live in the Pacific Northwest. Yes.
Sounds good. Could you share some insight? I remember at some point in time you shared in the past about using the supplement GABA instead of the drug gabapentin.
Yep.
for people that are unaware, because I have a few friends that are kind of in that situation.
Okay, well, as you know, if you happen to have a car, doesn't matter what the car is, a Chevy, a Ford, whatever, and it needs some help, you want Chevy or Ford parts. You don't want to use Toyota parts in your Chevy or Ford. It might run for a little while, but it's not going to fit, and it's going to break down and cause problems. Okay, that's the same problem with gabapentin. It's very much like putting that Toyota part into your Ford or Chevy or Buick. It doesn't belong there. It's never been found on the planet before. But the reason it exists in the last, made up in the last century, is somebody found that they could make a twist on it, on the GABA molecule, which does belong in the body and is made by everyone's neurons and brain cells since we were inside a mom. And that molecule belongs there and does the calming down effect for people. So anyway, somebody put a twist on it, put a patent on it called a gabapentin and promoted it heavily. And that's all you hear about if you go to medical school. You never do hear about the use of the natural stuff called GABA, G-A-B-A. Now, G-A-B-A, the natural stuff, the worst we can do is make ourselves too drowsy with it. So you don't take a bunch and go drive your car or something like that. Until you find out what does this do for me. It's in the health food stores in 100 milligram and 250 milligrams. They got it at compounding pharmacies. We've got it at Tahoma Dispensary. And I always recommend if people are going to try it, let's say to help them sleep or to calm them down, it does both. Try the 100 milligrams. Many people say they didn't do a thing. But a few people say, hey, that worked just right for me. And then, okay, if that's not good enough, now let's go to the 250. And most people, that calms them down or helps them sleep. However, I do know a couple people who find that if they take 500 milligrams, oh, that's just right for them. And has anybody ever recorded any damaging overdoses from this stuff? Not really. Remember, it's made inside the body. However, if one is going to go to the higher doses, one wants to check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. The gabapentin, again, don't fix your Ford with Chevy parts.
That's right. And besides GABA, I remember you also mentioned is helpful for diabetes, especially possibly in the type 1 area there?
Yeah, it helps to rejuvenate those pancreatic islet cells. Now, what we're not told is so do a bunch of other things. Niacinamide rejuvenates pancreatic islet cells. There's a botanical fern over in Australia that's on all the shelves in the health food stores that does it too. My goodness, melatonin helps to regenerate pancreatic islet cells. There's this study on people who do night shift work, nurses, I think it was, that did night shift work, and they were more likely to have diabetes. Well, guess what? They weren't allowing their bodies to secrete melatonin in the usual, what I want to say, circadian rhythm. That's what I'm looking for. And so up went the risk of type 2 diabetes. And funny thing, but people who have a regular sleep had less problems. So anyway, one can, if one has to work night shifts, just still take some melatonin whenever they do go to sleep. And that helps the pancreatic islet cells, a bunch of things that helps those little cells.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And bitter melon, of course, and all that good stuff. Do you have a preference for the Pharma GABA supplement versus just the regular GABA?
Yes, and I understand you do not work for the Japanese pharmaceutical company that makes Pharma GABA.
No.
And neither do I. So we'll now have preferences without working for those companies. And the reason for it is that the Japanese company, even though they put the word pharma on it, which sounds like a pharmaceutical, I guess that's just prestigious in Japan, It's totally natural GABA that they make, but they make it by a fermentation process, and everybody else makes their GABA by taking a different route, and there's always a small, tiny amount. It's a tiny amount, not a big amount, but it's a tiny amount of contaminant in there, and no, nobody ever died of that. But I'd rather have one that's totally 100% contaminant-free, and that would be the PharmaGABA.
Oh, very good. Thanks so much for all those clarifications. Thanks a lot, Dr. Wright.
Well, thank you for calling, sir. I really appreciate your calling and listening to the program and so forth.